The rector of Gimpa, Professor Yawaji Maimbidu, says building the capacity of intellectuals to meet current global standards remains the priority of the institute. He was speaking at the closing ceremony of an international conference on the Golden Jubilee celebration of Gimpa in Accra. Mary Atule was there and reports.
GIMPA was established in 1961 to build a capacity of middle and top-level executives in both private and public sectors of the economy. Professor Yao Ajimanbedu said the objective of the institution is to be a world-class center of excellence for training, consultancy and research in leadership, business management and public administration. He said there is a need for the country to see leadership management as a necessary requirement for maintaining the vitality of organizations in the development of the economy. He commended government for supporting the institution over the years.
Institutions like GIMPA, where we are responsible to build the capacity of our national leadership, what we are able to do is just a drop in the bucket. So there's so much to be done. So you need what I call to train the critical mass. It's like if you have to train 500,000 leaders and you're able to do only 500. So you just have to keep doing the training. And, you know, remember when we talk of leadership, we're not just talking politicians. We're talking leadership at all levels. You know, at GIMPA, queen mothers, kings, district chiefs, executives. So it's a lot of work to be done. And so while we congratulate ourselves that we're doing well, there's still quite a lot to do. And once we're able to build the human capacity, then we need to look at the other structures. If we put all in place, we'll be okay, but we'll get there.
The international conference brought intellectuals from West Africa to discuss pertinent issues on the continent, such as oil and gas.
Mary Atule reporting.